Tafesh Pezayan, Stiv Beis, Vatlin Tamatev, the Shemaya Mikri Megillah. As a crisis time, we're learning to hear the Megillah. Kavachema, the Shah Mitzvah shall tell you, Shakum Mitzvah today, Mikri Megillah. Surely other Mitzvahs, the Raises, are pushed off for the Megillah. Ve'emach Adav and Nitzvah, Mikri Megillah Nifana, Chutz Mimeis Mitzvah, Shemach Koizvim, Kol Tzoh. The only thing that pushes off the Megillah is a Mace Mitzvah that doesn't have enough people for the burial. It says that even if he has the basic people to bury him, but if he doesn't have the amount of people that are fitting for his coven, it's also there for Megillah. That is what the Ramos of Magar Avram brings, various sheetahs that say that it's only talking about a Mace Mitzvah that has nobody to bury, and therefore it's a design that it won't be buried. But the people that are going to make sure he's buried, then you go to the Megillah, and he'll be buried with a smaller crowd. Unless he's a Talmud Chochem, then the Kfura of Talmud Chochem is the Eich of the Megillah. The Kfura brings that they already started with a Levaya before this man of the Mikra Megillah, then you can finish off the Levaya before it. Once again, the person who bumps into the Mace Mitzvah, he buries him first before the Mikra Megillah. Ramah says, Kol Zeh L'mayir El M'dikah Shus L'asher Shteyim. You do both of them, then you first do the Megillah, and then you afterwards you go back to the learning of the other mitzvahs. I mean, yet shalas shtei. I mean, shul mitzvah the rise in Islam's name make Megillah. But if you can only do one of the two, then all the mitzvahs that are the rise are not pushed off to lose them out completely. Because Mikra Megillah don't draw upon it. The mice, the Mishabu brings a whole bunch of Afarinim, Mashal, the Bach, and the Vilmagrain that say, not like that. They say that since it's an inner Pesumi Nisa, Chazal felt that you should be Isaac and Pesumi Nisa, even though you lose that mitzvah the rise. Seems there are more of the makes Mr. Koydim, Hainu Dafka, that the Ershel of the Koyr Achatach. That which we say is Mace Mitzvah comes before Mikra Megillah, so as you can read the Megillah afterwards. Which seems to be saying that if for some reason you didn't read the Megillah and it's close to nightfall and you have a Mace Mitzvah, then you should read the Megillah before nightfall and do the burial after nightfall. The Mace and the Mishabu brings that is a bunch of Achareim that disagree with this, and they say that no, the Kavod HaMeis comes before Mikra Megillah, even if you're going to lose that completely the Mikra Megillah. That this is talking about Beis Mitzvah Mamish. In other words, the people are going to bury him, then read the Megillah. If you don't bury him now, you just continue being the Bizoyan, then according to these opinions, do the burial, even if you're going to lose that completely the Megillah.